What's up, motherfuckers?
My dad goes, fuck the assignment!
You're scaring the missionary.
Yeah.
Anthony's dick!
Hello, and welcome to Just Picking It.
Pretty fucking clever.
We're going to do another MMA like picks show, because it was a fun tattoo last time,
yeah.
And I like MMA, and... honestly, talking into the mic is fun, so let's keep our shit rolling, and we'll just do like a nice 10, 20-ish minute episode, and put it out fucking right after we record it, baby.
Absolutely.
Alright, dude, so we got a UFC fight night, TJ Dillashaw versus Corey Sandhagen.
Supposed to get this fight a little earlier in
the
year,
but... Yeah, these two dudes were supposed to fight on UFC 264, I think, or maybe the one before that, maybe 263.
I think it was even sooner before that, yeah.
They were supposed to fight, but TJ Dillashaw got, like, cut in camp or something, so they had to reschedule it. TJ Dillashaw is coming off of his 2-year suspension for doing performance-enhancing drugs.
EPO
more
specifically.
Yeah. Which is the shit that Lance Armstrong is doing, I'm pretty sure. Like, it's like a...
It's a stamina.
He was cheating. He was cheating. Like, John Jones, like, a little bit of backstory, like, got popped a couple times for having, like, a picogram. Like,
right.
This tiny amount of, like, something kind of unspecified in his, like, sample, and that got him, like, in some trouble. So, like, people are undecided, so if they think John's a cheater or not. Like, there's no questioning that TJ Dillashaw, like, cheated for at least a fight, and he lost that fight, honestly, but that's because he was trying to cut so much weight, maybe, but...
Yeah, I've got some theories on those, but we can get into that a little bit later
when we get to that fight. So, Jordan and I did a little bit of research. We were watching some fights, obviously, so we didn't maybe get all of the answers wrong this week. But one of the fights that was supposed to be on the main card got bumped down to the main event of the prelims. And then the prelim main event, whatever, like the feature prelim bout, I think is what they call it, is now the first fight on the main card. So we don't know anything about the first fight, so that kind of sucks.
Not a ton. Like, we know names. That's about it.
We're just going to choose against each other because...
Yeah.
But the last fight on the prelims, we'll start our predictions there.
Let's start there. So the first fight that we originally planned for here on the to start off our main
card. We
can
also pick some fantasy team. We'll make our picks based on these picks.
Absolutely. So the first fight that we have of the night that we were doing research for is Mickey Gall versus Jordan Bombier Williams. Pretty hyped for this. I feel bad. They kind of got bumped off the main card because the Jordan Williams has kind of had a rough getting into the UFC. He's a diabetic, so his weight is a little difficult for him to manage.
It's got to be so hard to just not eat and drink.
I couldn't
fathom,
diabetic, man. But he also got invited to Dana White Contender Series. I believe he won his first fight, but they had ruled it a no contest, I believe, due to finding marijuana in his system. So he gets invited back to the Dana White Contender Series.
Which is such a dumb suspension.
Right, yeah, terrible. Loses. That was Kurta Magomedov. So he trains with Zabit. It was a decision.
Yeah, I watched
it.
Yeah,
rough one. Loses that one, but then comes back, wins the Dana White Contender. Like, a pretty interesting story, I think. Like, pretty bummed for it. And also...
To be a professional fighter with diabetes alone is pretty awesome.
Right, and that's my pick. I think he beats Mickey Gall. Mickey Gall has... not the best hands in the world, per se, and Jordan can take a lot of damage.
Mickey Gall is an expert on the ground. Mickey Gall's more of a ground fighter than a striker, but Mickey Gall is, I don't know, he's a New Jersey guy. He's got the best walkout music in the game. He walks out to, hey, Mickey, you're so fine, you blow my mind, hey, Mickey, which is awesome.
Classic.
Not a very intimidating song, though. I'm also choosing Jordan Williams. He's just, like, a tough dude, and he's just so hard to cheer against. Like, how are you going to not choose Jordan Williams if you, like, got a heart? Even though Mickey's, like, a good dude, and, like, Mickey beat Sage Northcutt, who's a fantastic fighter. Mm-hmm. Mickey's a good fighter, but I just think Jordan Williams has got, like, a level of grit, and I think I believe he's a little younger. I can't honestly, like, if you ask me, I don't know.
Jordan is 30, and
Mickey's
29.
So he's older than Mickey, but I don't know. I'm choosing Jordan. He seems like a tough ass dude.
No, I'm with it. I think he'll give Mickey enough time to, because if Mickey doesn't get him down, I think it's Jordan's fight for sure. If Mickey gets him down, maybe. Maybe there's some turbulence.
No doubt. So since we're picking a 6-man team on the fantasy draft too, we'll choose our MVP in these picks as well.
Oh, for sure.
Not afraid of it.
No.
Okay.
Well, let's talk the first one on the main card. Damn
for
realsies now.
I'm bummed they switched the main card.
Me too.
But
we were so. You guys don't know how prepped we were for this.
We'll do the first one quick. The first card on the main, first fight on the main card is Adrian Yanez perhaps versus Randy Costa. We don't really know a ton about these two fighters, but we're going to pick against each other just for the fun of it. And I'm Randy. I'm talking. Oh, nice. I was going to go first because I was speaking. Sweet. I was going to say Adrian. He has more fights. I'm choosing him because of experience in professional bouts.
And I'm going Costa because I think he had 2 first-round knockouts.
This Adrian fellow's 13-3, and this Randy dude is 6-1. So I'm just picking experience over not. Relative inexperience. He's obviously way more experienced fighter than me.
Right.
Also, as we're talking about fights and fighters, just to keep the most respect, because I really do respect what these people do.
Yeah, absolutely.
All of this is being said in the light that any one of these people would fuck me or Jordan up and is way better fighter than us. So if we call them not as good at something or not good at something, that means relative to the person they're fighting, not to us. Because they kick the fuck out of us.
Now let me walk you into this one. You ready for this fucking? For this shit, dude? I am so hyped for this. The first one, I guess, that we're most excited for on this main card. Miranda Fear the Maverick, nickname needs work, but that's all right, against Macy Barber.
Nickname's not terrible. Fear the Maverick's not bad. But they, on the graphic before every fight, they put the nickname before their first name, so it says Fear the Miranda Maverick, and it's so bad looking. This is going to be a fucking awesome fight. Right. These two chicks are going to go at it. I believe they're 125ers. 125ers?
Strawweight
is 115. Mm-hmm. So they're 125ers. They're fighting in the women's flyweight division.
And
Miranda, you go ahead and make your pick first.
Miranda's 24. Macy's 23.
Young girls.
Yeah, young. Definitely still coming.
Scrappers.
Dude, I think I'm Miranda.
Nice. I'm going. Go ahead.
I think she's going to be able to get her down, and the girl's ground and pound is unreal.
Yeah, she's
but also
she's mean.
Both parties, though. Macy Barber's got some mean ground and pound herself.
And they're both kind of, at least Miranda Maverick, I know, is predominantly a kick, because she trains out of Tiger Muay Thai, so she's a kickboxer. Mm-hmm. So, your ground and pound take is kind of crazy. Not crazy.
Really?
It's strange to me, because I think this is going to be a stand and bang, and if it goes to the ground, I think it's going to be Macy Barber taking it to the ground.
Pretty sure that's a, I don't know. This fight is so intimidating but it's also so exciting.
It's a hard one to pick.
Yeah.
It's a hard one to pick. They're both up and coming young ladies too.
I think I'm going Miranda.
Which is, we're not just doing this to choose against each other. I'm going Macy Barber. She's
the future.
She is huge for the division. You look at her next to the other 125ers she fought, and she looks like she should be fighting Amanda Nunes, not these 125ers.
Macy Barber's 5'5", so she got a couple inches on Miranda.
And she clearly cuts a ton of weight. She is big.
And Miranda also struggled with the weight cut against Jillian Robertson. She had a little bit of a rough time getting down to that. So I don't actually believe that either of these fighters, by the end of their career, will be in this weight division.
No, me neither. But Macy Barber tore her ACL early in her fight against Roxanne Modafferi.
Right in the second round, I believe.
And so, very beginning of it.
Yes.
So I'm going to go and Macy's, that's grit to keep fighting with a torn ACL for 2 full rounds, pretty much. Awesome.
Yeah.
That's fucking awesome. So I'm going Macy.
All right. I'm with that. Walk us into this next one, man.
All right, man. So coming up next, we got a featherweight bout, which means 145 for y'all. Is it layman's or layman? I can't remember. Whatever the fucking term is for casual. For y'all casuals, 145 is featherweights. It's Darren Elkins, Darren the Damage Elkins,
Damage, man.
Versus Derek Minner. Honestly, I know way more about Darren Elkins. I did watch Derek Minner fights, of course, but he seems like he's had less super high-level competition than Darren Elkins. And,
I think that's fair.
Darren Elkins, I don't know if Darren Elkins is a veteran. He's fought in featherweight for years. He's fought like the who's who of featherweights. I'm going to go ahead and choose Darren Elkins on this one. I think he's just too tough for someone I don't know to fuck up.
That's interesting. So, I agree with you. I was telling you earlier, I really like Darren Elkins, but I worry about him as a fighter. He just takes so much damage.
His nickname is The Damage,
yeah.
And I don't think it's because of how much damage he inflicts.
Right?
It's because you'd have to hit this guy with a Mack truck to stop him.
At all. And that, the Nate Landwehr fight? Banger. Just
banger
a
fight.
Good old classic slobber knocker. So here's how I see this fight going down in my eyes. It's going to be a standing brawl, probably till the middle of the second, going into the third, and then I think that Derek takes him down and chokes him out.
Interesting. Darren Elkins likes the ground pretty well himself. He choked out Michael Johnson.
Mm-hmm.
I think Darren Elkins is going to try to put a pace on him.
Darren Elkins' last win was a rear naked choke as well.
I think Darren Elkins is going to put a pace on and try to take down Derek Minner. I think I'm taking Darren Elkins by decision.
Okay. Alright. I promise we didn't pick these against
each
other.
No, we're not trying to choose against each other. It just so happens that Jordan and I don't agree often.
Right?
This next fight was really hard for me to pick. You want to give it to us?
Yeah, dude. This next one, Kyler the Matrix Phillips against, where is he? He's Brazilian?
Brazilian.
Yeah, so it's Hollyan. Yeah, I wrote that note down, bro.
Hollyan, because it starts with an R. Portuguese is crazy.
Yeah, a little different. So here's where this one gets tricky for me, is the experience. Because they're both young, 26 and 25 years old. Hollyan has more than twice as many fights.
Mm-hmm. He's 23 professional fights, and Kyler has 10. But Kyler Phillips is a former The Ultimate Fighter contestant. Mm-hmm. So I learned a little bit, like, you kind of learn their backstory on the show. And Kyler's, like, a lifelong martial artist. Like, he grew up in a gym. And if you've ever watched a Kyler Phillips fight, it is apparent that he is alive.
And
this dude is
explosive,
a
dude.
Fighter, and he is dangerous from every range, and he wants to hurt you. His last fight in UFC was amazing. This is a fantastic fight card. Like, for just being a fight night, like, they really stacked it up.
Oh, yeah.
The matchmakers did a great job.
Oh, absolutely. And I was honestly a little bummed with his last, because I'm big on Song Gidong's dick, man. I really like that
Song
kid.
Song Gidong, huh?
I'm a big fan of that kid. So when Kyler Phillips came up and lit him up, pretty much controlled the whole fight on the feet, like, was able to do way more damage.
Dominated him.
Yeah, I was very like, oh, shit. Like,
no other term. No other word for it.
Yeah.
Which is that's a big win for a quote-unquote inexperienced guy, sorry.
Right, and
had a few adult beverages, so I'm a little bit loosey-goosey on this one.
So here's the one thing I also did like about Hollyan, is that he's very evident, and he sticks to his game plans. You can see that between his last two fights.
A really good Muay Thai, like, he's gonna kick your legs, he's not gonna move his head, and he is gonna trade with you.
And not even, like, if you go back to the Mark De La Rosa fight, he doesn't throw kicks almost at all that fight. He's got, like, a couple leg kicks here and there. It's mostly a boxing match. But then you go into his last fight, Zalagas Zarmagulov.
Good job.
Thanks, man. That was an all kicks. He used the kicks to the body to keep the distance the entire fight and pick them apart, really.
These guys are really big for 135 as well.
Also true, yeah.
Hollyan against Kaikara France, who's a shorter fighter than him and a great 135er as well, uses kicks a lot. He really, like, he had a pretty kick-centric game.
So I am curious to see how he comes in against Kyler. I'm actually pretty excited to see what his
game plan
is.
This is going to be a banger. This is going to be an awesome
Ultimately,
fight.
Though, I think I'm going Kyler.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I thought you were going Holly. I thought this was going to be
our
first agreement. I'm going Hollyan Paiva.
Holy
is my
shit,
official choice.
Man.
He's fought so many times, and he is tough as nails.
Tough as shit,
he
man.
Gets hit in the face and just eats it. I think that I'm going Hollyan.
Okay. All right. I like that one, man. I like that fight, dude.
Jordan and I are going to put these into Fantasy Draft, or Fantasy Kings, or Draft Kings, or whatever the fuck
you're
it's
right.
called. And we're only going to put 50 cents in, which is nice. It's a short bet, but you get the chance to win a lot of money. We'll let y'all know who who performed better next week.
I wanted to give y'all an update on my picks from...
Did you do well last time?
No,
I
apparently
didn't.
It won't let me go that far back,
that
so
sucks.
I apologize about that. I did okay. I don't think I didn't really win much money on it. I think I broke even on it.
I remember being wrong about Conor McGregor winning.
Yeah. But who could have seen it that way, you know?
I definitely didn't see his leg breaking in that. But I thought he was going to lose. I just felt in my heart he might win. So the next fight on this card is also a banger. It's a ladies' co-main event, from what I understand. If I'm being honest, I know a little bit more about Aspen Ladd than I do Macy Shison.
Shison.
Aspen Ladd's a grappler, and she's young and up and coming. And Macy Shison is a little less known, but she's just as young, I think, or at least near as young. And she's a kickboxer, right, Jordan?
Yes. Yeah,
so,
she is.
So,
Macy is.
Honestly, this is kind of the only fight on the card I'm a little ignorant about. I was in San Antonio on business the last week, so I kind of had a little hard time prepping for the card.
No, that's okay.
So I'm going to choose Aspen Ladd because she's the only one I really know much about. This is my pick from the dark.
No, and I agreed with you on it. This is our first agreement on it.
Okay, nice.
Yeah, I got Aspen Ladd on this one. Like, there's no denying that Macy's, like, a legit fighter, you know? Like, she's coming off two decision wins, you know, against Marion Renault, who we just saw fight. Mm-hmm. Misha Tate, and it was a great fight. I think the Aspen Ladd's a little bit better put together,
a little bit more of a developed product.
Yeah, even she, you know, she's so Aspen Ladd's 26, should mention your age. Macy's 29,
both pretty young fighters,
right?
29's not super young for a fight.
No, and
depends
they
on the weight class you're in, obviously, honestly. But
and I wonder if there's, they say like 32s when, you know, they come into there. Is that for males and females? Do females come
sure.
in a little bit
I've
earlier?
I've never been a female, so I don't really pay attention when they come into their prime. I know that a lot of 22-year-old females are like, or like 22 to 26-year-old,
they're way more
young
mature.
Gals are kicking the shit out of people. And like Who the hell did you just mention? The girl with the red hair.
Jillian Robertson.
Jillian Robertson. Oh, that sucks. I forgot her name. Jillian Robertson's pretty young, and she's a good fighter.
Mm-hmm.
Miranda Maverick's young. Macy Barber's young. Aspen Ladd's young. There's a lot of really young, good, young women fighters, like young ladies.
Totally.
So I'm going for Aspen Ladd as well, but that's just because I don't know shit about the other girl.
Yeah.
Watch me just like not know anything. She gets knocked out like the first round.
I doubt that. Macy's last, not her last one against Renaud, the one before that against Shanna Young. She came out like and kicked her in the face like three times, like this, like a side kick right to the jaw.
And it was just over?
Three times? No. Like it wobbled her a little bit, but then so. Also, both fights that I watched of hers, I was convinced that Macy lost the first round. And then 1, 2, and 3. But the commentators disagreed. I know for a fact on the Renaud fight, one of the judges agreed with me on 29-28. The others were 30-27.
Interesting.
Right. So I don't know what you can take away from that, but that's where I sit with them.
So this is a fantastic card, and it's put together really well. I wouldn't have put Aspen Ladd and Macy Shison co-main.
I don't think so.
There's a lot. I think Kyler would have been. I think the third fight from the main, Kyler Phillips versus Paiva, would have been a good one. I think Miranda Maverick, Macy Barber would have been a good co-main event.
I think that's
going to
be the bank.
I think that's going to be the people's main event. If Sandhagen Dillashaw turns out to not be as amazing of a fight as everyone thinks it's going to be, I'm willing to bet that Miranda Maverick, Macy Barber is the best fight on the card.
Yeah. No, I can agree with that. I'm so excited for it. I am pretty excited for this fucking main event, though.
Yeah, me too.
This motherfucking... So the return of TJ Dillashaw from his 2-year suspension. And Corey Sandhagen, who's coming off of the nastiest of knockouts.
TJ Dillashaw is among the best 135-pound fighters of all time.
And then he had to fuck it up.
And Corey Sandhagen is 6 feet tall and fights at 135 pounds. His second to most recent win was a wheel kick knockout of Marlon Moraes, mm-hmm. who is a certified killer and legend. And then his most recent win was a flying knee knockout of Frankie Edgar, who is one of the greatest fighters of all time.
Well, I'm pretty sure that was the first time he was ever knocked out.
Knocked out cold. He's been TKO'd.
Yeah, never been knocked out.
So
that definitely deserves some fucking credit.
I'm going...
Before we go, do you call the Aljo fight a little bit of a fluke?
No.
Okay.
You can't. I mean, Aljo took down Corey Sandhagen and choked him out, but Aljo is the current 135 champion and was a very deserving 135 contender. I will, however. I don't know. I think Aljo beat Corey because he's good.
He came out mad
Aljo's
aggressive.
Really good.
That was. I remember watching. We were at your house to watch that one, and I was like, "Holy shit!"
I know. I thought it was gonna be this long, dragged out, like knockdown banger fighter.
Aljo
like,
came
banger
out and said,
fight,
"What's
and
up?"
It just turned out to be like a minute and a half, fucking
said something like that,
rear
yeah.
naked choke win, which was kind of disappointing for Sandhagen, but he's been on a mission since.
Right.
What do you got, Jordy? Who you picking?
It's
a tough one,
dude. It's hard to say TJ, right? Because there's so many questions.
We haven't seen him in 2 years.
There's so
we
many
haven't
questions,
seen him in so
right?
long.
When he tested positive for EPOs, which are like an endurance like drug,
uh-huh.
but then he got knocked out in a minute or something like that. Again, his last fight, the
right.
only fight that he's actually tested positive against. They retested all of his samples because they keep a sample after
yeah.
the fight. They retested all of them. The Henry one's the only one that popped, and it didn't need it. It went 45
yeah.
seconds. You
yeah,
know?
And
like,
he got beat up.
He got
up
knocked
back.
Out. So there's just so many questions. So I think I'm just going to go Corey. I think it does more for the division.
Because he's younger.
Yeah, he's younger. He's, you know, and
never
he's
been
hungry.
Busted for cheating.
Never been busted for cheating. Is a gangster. I love Corey Sandhagen.
So soft-spoken. He's
yeah.
like a nice, like, clearly intelligent, well-spoken
oh, yeah.
dude.
So I think I'm going Corey, man.
How?
Oh, ha ha. It's either going to be a knockout in the first, second, or third round, or a decision.
I'm going Corey Sandhagen, second round knockout.
Okay.
For sure. I think Corey's winning this. He's so good on the feet, and he's so much taller than TJ,
mm-hmm.
and they were once training partners.
Yep.
And it's kind of against, like, MMA code in a way to talk outside of the gym about what happened in the gym, but Corey has a couple of times hinted towards the fact he's like, I know what TJ Dillashaw has to bring, and, like, I'm beating him up.
It's also been the opposite way, though, from TJ.
Of course. Both fighters are going to say, I used to win in practice, but, like...
Somebody knows.
Someone knows for real. It's kind of like when Usman fought Gilbert Burns.
Right.
So I'm taking Corey Sandhagen by knockout, second round. I'm not going to hedge my bet like you by saying 1, 2, or 3.
No,
give
two,
me a round.
Second.
Second
no,
round? Okay,
second.
Okay, we'll both take second round.
Second round knockout for Corey, man.
All right.
Shit, dude.
Well, that's our little short fucking MMA show, y'all.
Fuck yeah, dude. I am
bet
so
money on our
this.
Picks. You're guaranteed to win. Just kidding. Do it if you feel. Do it if you want. If you got extra money.
And there will be a regular Just Kicking It episode out on Sunday as well.
Of course, a regular Just Kicking It. This has just been Just Picking It, and yeah. I think we're gonna release it either tonight or tomorrow. So like,
fucking
extra content, baby.
Yeah, dude.
We love you out there. Thanks
love
for listening.
Thanks for listening. And what are we doing this for next?
So we'll do our we'll do another Just Picking It for y'all in a couple of weeks. 1 week from now or 2 weeks from now? When's that fight?
August 7th.
All right, so a couple weeks from now, we'll do another one. Just Picking It for Derek Lewis fighting Ciryl Gane, UFC 265.
For the interim heavyweight
belt. Kind of a dumb fight, honestly, but we're going to give it to you anyway because we like recording podcasts.
And Amanda Nunes is,
hell yeah. Amanda Nunes is on the card. Y'all deserve to hear about it.
Yeah. Anyways, look forward to that.
Thanks for listening. We love you.
Peace out, dudes. What's up, motherfuckers?
My dad goes, fuck the assignment!
You're scaring the missionary.
Yeah. Anthony's dick!